Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shanathindan Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the special topic, Glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvaj Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much Prabhuji for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the special topic. For brief introduction of Prabhuji, I'll hand out the call to Tiffany Mataji. Hare Krishna, Tiffany Mataji. Please take out the call, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, devotees. Sanatan Dharma Das Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. He is a brahmachari at ISKCON Pune. Prabhuji studied BTech at NIT Trichy and knows many different languages. His current services include area management and project development head in areas around Pune. Prabhuji is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Voice Organization, and he is also a remote mentor for New Vedic Cultural Center, or the NVCC, at the Pune Temple. So Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. I now pass over the call to you. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. It's indeed a great pleasure to be back here again. I never thought I'll be coming so soon. Yes, thank you for inviting me once again. And as usual, I make a request to everybody. Somehow I'm having this conditioning for which I really request all the Vaishnavas to help me out. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Vinita, Gandharvika, Mataji understood my conditioning. I need people to turn on videos, else I really cannot speak. Somehow that's it. So some Vaishnavas have been already very merciful. Before even I could complete my request, many of you turned on your videos. Thank you. And I request others also to please, please, please help me, bless me by invoking your presence virtually. Otherwise, somehow really, I don't like to talk to machines. Just a few months ago, we started our YouTube services. And I used to be speaking in front of the camera. I said, come on, this is something I really don't like. Then devotees told, well, you'll have to do it as a service. But I would love to talk when Vaishnavas are there. Yes, so thank you all so much for turning on the videos. And the others who haven't turned on the videos, I'm quite sure you'll all turn it on after the Mangalacharan. Okay, we'll start with the Mangalacharan. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhurun Meelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadeshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Majurojwala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Apasiddhanta Dvantaharine Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripasindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Giram Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Meeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam Hare Krishna Dandavat Pranam all devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. I am able to see many wonderful faces of Vaishnavas and I am yet to see some more. I am hankering for some more so that I get more encouragement to speak on such a very powerful and eminent personalities such as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When you hear about this personality, you will all be forced to turn on your videos. Definitely. I'm telling you, this is a challenge. This will happen. Well, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, before I could speak on him, I wish to say, what is the nature of this world? The nature of this world is such that you get something that you don't desire. And you often get, you get things which you don't desire, and something that you desire, you don't get that. Yasmat priya, apriya samyoga viyoga janma, shokagninam sakalayo nishudahiyamanaha. This is the nature of this world. But somehow today, I'm very fortunate, thanks to the Japa Sangha, Bhakti Japa Sangha, that I've got my sense gratification today. Yes, you all have given me an opportunity to do sense gratification, because to glorify Acharyas, to glorify Vaishnava Acharyas is my greatest sense gratification. So thank you all very much. I'd like to thank this wonderful team for giving me this opportunity. Yes. So right away, let us begin with the glories of the Acharya. Another thing that I was just contemplating upon as I was preparing my own consciousness for this glorious occasion, because this is the 85th disappearance festival of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So just as I was preparing my own consciousness, I was reflecting. In this material world, in the form of Purusha Avatara, the Lord rests in the ocean. His feet is massaged by Lakshmiji. Yes, he is resting as Vishnu. And he rests on the bed of Ananta Shesha. Yes, a serpent who has so many hoods. And why so many hoods? What is the purpose of so many hoods? Because each hood has a mouth, and that particular mouth of Ananta Shesha keeps glorifying the pastimes of Lord, glorifying the different qualities of Lord, uttering the different holy names of Lord. And this has been happening since the dawn of creation, and there is absolutely no end to it. That is why he is called Ananta. The pastimes of Lord are also called as Ananta. Ananta means unending. So same is the case when it comes to Acharyas. Even the glories of Acharyas, no matter how much you recite, it's not going to end. We can keep discussing, we can keep churning, we can keep reciting and glorifying. So I'm definitely not a qualified person to glorify such an amazing Acharya. And I can never glorify him completely. In fact, I am trying to stop myself. Which pastime should I recite? Which I shouldn't? It's a very difficult thing. It's a great austerity to glorify Acharyas as well. But no matter what, in whatever time I have been allotted, let us all be very conscious of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and try to learn. Even from the childhood, the birth and childhood of an Acharya, there are a lot of things that you can learn. So I would like to tell all of you that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was born. He appeared. Great Vaishnavas are not born. They don't take ordinary birth like conditioned souls. They appear. They make their appearance. So he made his divine appearance on 6th of February 1874 in the holy land of Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri. So there are, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, three very prominent places of pilgrimage: Vrindavan, Navadvip Mayapur, and Jagannath Puri. So he appeared in Jagannath Puri in the year 1874, 6th February. He appeared as the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He was his fourth son. Another great Vaishnava Acharya, about whom we can keep discussing. So I was told by my superiors that if you would like to be an ideal grihastha, you should follow in footsteps of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. If you wish to be an ideal brahmachari, follow in the footsteps of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So you see, ideal son, father, and ideal brahmachari, ideal grihasthas, all of them present in one family. Yes, so he appeared as the fourth son. His mother's name is Sri Bhagavati Devi, Sri Yukta Bhagavati Devi. That was his mother's name. And when he appeared, his name was Bimala Prasad. So very much attached to the Jagannath temple. There's a pastime, I'm not going to go into details, of Mother Parvati getting the mercy of Sri Gaurasundar, and he promising her that he will come as Jagannath, and she will be the first person to get the prasad of Jagannath. And when she gets the prasad of Jagannath, she stays as Bimala Devi. And Bimala Devi takes the prasad, that becomes Mahaprasad. So he's Bimala Prasad. Yes, that is his name. Since he was born, he appeared in Jagannath Puri. So as soon as a child is born, there's a custom in India that they make a Jataka. Jataka means the astrological chart. This is made. This is made even for me and for many people who are born in India. It's very common. So in the Jataka, there was a great astrologer who was called, and this astrologer was dumbfound. His jaw dropped. He said that I have never ever seen such an astrological chart in so many years of my profession. Never. This is a boy who has got Sarva Lakshanas of a Mahapaurushika. Of a Mahapurusha, he has all Lakshanas. He has all the 32 symptoms of a great person. What are these Lakshanas? I'm not getting into details. There are four small parts. Four parts of the body are big. Like sometimes you have a broad forehead. Yes, there are so many aspects. You have very wide eyes. I'm just giving you a few. Like this, there are many. There are 32 symptoms. There are certain symbols also on the bodies of a great personality. And usually, these 32, all Lakshanas, appear only in the lordships. And very, very, very powerful acharyas. But normally when acharyas appear, of course, acharyas' appearance is not normal. But when they appear, they exhibit some of these Lakshanas. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all 32 out of 32. He had all the Lakshanas. And even when he was born, the umbilical cord appeared as a Janava, as a sacred thread wrapped around his body. That's how he appeared in this world, a very divine appearance. Yes. And just after 3 months from his appearance, there was Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, the cart festival of Jagannath. And it's just 3 kilometers from the temple, the main Simhadwaram, to the Gundicha temple. Correct? It's just 3 kilometers. But this time, this particular year, the Rath cart stopped for 3 days outside the house of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. 3 days the Rath was not moving. So taking this opportunity, Sri Yukta Bhagwati Devi took her small 3 months old baby and went and kept him on the lotus feet of Jagannath. And as soon as the boy was kept at the lotus feet of Jagannath, Jagannathji's garland fell and encircled Bimala Prasad, showing that yes, he is a ray of Vishnu. He's a ray of Vishnu, because Bhakti Vinod Thakur had prayed that preaching in these times, there's a rampant, Kali Yuga is very rampant even in those days. It's very difficult. So if I were to preach the message of Sriman Mahaprabhu, I need a ray of Vishnu. Without that, I cannot preach. And this was an indication that Lord Shiva's made, that here is a ray of Vishnu. He's personally my associate. He's a Mahapurusha. He has appeared to assist you in your preaching. I have sent, I've answered your prayers, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yes. And even in childhood, when the baby begins to crawl, yes, this is what this again happens in India. There are different proclivities or natures which are tested. If the child moves towards the grains, normally the child has the Vaishya tendencies. The child goes towards some kind of weapons, is having Kshatriya tendencies. Yeah. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, without a split second delay, went on to quickly go and grab the Srimad Bhagavatam, which clearly gave his propensity that he would be a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He just went and grabbed the Srimad Bhagavatam, very clearly indicating that he would be a great preacher. Even if you see the familial lineage, we know there's a great saint, the great Vaishnava Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they appear in the lineage of Narottam Das Thakur. The same lineage of Acharyas. They were all Vaishnava Acharyas. So Narottam Das Thakur was born in Kheturi Gram in Bangladesh, which is situated on the banks of Padma River. He was the son of Krishnananda Datta. And even Bhakti Vinod Thakur's former name, legal name, was Kedarnath Datta. He was called as Kedarnath Babu. Babu was a very respectable person in Bengal and Orissa. And he was Bimala Prasad Datta, legal names. So even he appeared in a great Vaishnava family. Yes. So after 6 months of stay in Jagannath Puri, almost 10 months, not 6 months, 10 months he stayed in Jagannath Puri, after which on the lap of his mother, he was taken in a palanquin to Bengal. Now, from one dham to another dham. You see, Acharya stays always in dham. Of course, wherever Acharyas are there, that place becomes dham. But he was transported in a palanquin along. He sat on his mother's lap. Yes. And then he was taken. He was taken to the district of Nadia. This place is called Ranaghat. We do Godmandal Parikrama. We'll get to see. So that's where he stayed and he grew up. Yes. So we can see that such an Acharya has a very, very special birth. Very special birth. And these special characteristics, symptoms, attributes and aspects are personally empowered by Krishna's potency so that every one of us know he's a great soul appearing. So please take his teachings and his life very seriously. So childhood also plays a very important part. We wanted to discuss that also. Then when he was once 3 years old, 2-3 years old, that time his father, who was a district magistrate, he just brought some mangoes. Mangoes are something which we all die for in the summer season. Right now, it's winter still going on. Mangoes do come in summer in India and everybody is meditating. When we'll get our next mangoes? This is the Indian mentality. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur got some mangoes and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was Bimala Prasad, he very quickly went, grabbed those mangoes and said, "This is mine." And he ate it. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur became a little grave and angry. 2-3 years old boy who doesn't know life. He got angry at him. He said, "Without offering Giridhari, you have taken mangoes." And as soon as this one line was heard by Bimala Prasad, his heart was full of repentance. He became really repentant. And he said, "Well, how come? How come I was overcome by this greed? I've been overcome by evil, that I'm an offender to Lord Krishna." A 3-year-old boy resolved, took a vow that in my life, I shall never ever accept mangoes again. So this pastime shows the kind of determination an Acharya has and the way he punished himself for being apparently Krishna unconscious. So for Acharyas, smartavyam satatam vishnum vismartavyam natu jatu sat. It's very important that they always show in their life that they always remember Krishna and they never forget Krishna. In case they happen to forget Krishna also once, they become extremely repentant. Yes? And even Srila Prabhupada recollects, whenever any disciple would go to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and go and offer him mangoes, he used to say, no, I'm an offender to Lord Krishna. I can't accept them. I can't eat them. So he followed this vow throughout his whole life. So Acharyas come with such a determination. They have such determination. What a 3-year-old child can have such a determination. Yes. Later on, in the year around 1881, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had moved to Calcutta and there he had established a center which was called as Bhakti Bhavan. Bhakti Bhavan Center. And when he was excavating the place, like he was laying down the foundation for the place, for the building. At that point of time, they discovered a Kurma deity. Kurma? Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, one of the 10 incarnations, Dasa Avatara Stotra of Jayadev Goswami, where Kurma is that deity, that particular incarnation of Lord who acted to give the balance to the Mandara Parvat in the Samudra Manthan Leela, the truce which was made between demigods and the demons. For churning of the milk ocean. Kurma avatar. The Kurma gives stability in life. So there was a Kurma deity who came and Bhaktivinoda Thakur immediately gave the Kurma deity to a small boy, Bimala Prasad, who was just 7 years old at that time. And he told him that you have to worship him with great awe and reverence. And since that day onwards, he never ever stopped worshiping that deity. He used to every day worship the deity very sincerely with full standards. And even as a 7-year-old boy in the Bhakti Bhavan, this is Bhakti Japa Sangha. Yes, Bhakti Sangha Japa classes. So there was Bhakti Bhavan. So he used to sit and attentively hear lectures of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Attentively, just like many of you, I can see you're all rapt attention. This is what encourages the speakers to speak more. When we see that the audience is really absorbed, they are in rapt attention. And he was extremely attentive. Who? A 7-year-old boy. It's not so very common to have 7-year-old. Usually children, they're very fickle-minded. They go from here and there. They can't sit in one place, right? That he was absorbed in and absorbing each and every letter which was spoken by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yes. And at the age of 7, another thing happened. He had committed the entire Bhagavad Gita to memory. And not only that, he was theoretically knowing the verses of Bhagavad Gita, but he could give elaborate explanation to each and every shloka. And the people were all dumbstruck hearing his explanations completely in parampara. Yes, of course, Siddhanta Thakur is an acharya, but even in all of our life, if we were to attentively hear a lecture, yes, we attentively hear, we can preach powerfully. And that's what even this is, the quality of attentive hearing is something that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur recognized even in our Srila Prabhupada. He said, oh, he hears attentively. Yes, I've seen him. That's why I'll give him initiation. He hears very attentively. He does not go away. Prabhupada recollects. So hearing attentively is the greatest gift any disciple can give to the spiritual master. And of course, if you hear attentively, you can preach powerfully. And also the attentive hearing will, whatever Bhagavatam has gone inside, would keep ringing in our mind. You will be forced to apply the message of whatever is spoken. And because of that, he could speak very, very succinctly. He would present the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, especially the Bhagavad Gita. His Bhagavad Gita classes, 7-year-old boy speaking, many of them would come to hear his classes. Big, big audience. Just when he was about 8-9 years old, he took over the task, Herculean task of printing and proofreading his father's work. 9-year-old boy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's work, well, you split your hair. It's very deep and profound, his work. Sajjana Toshini. He started editing, printing, proofreading, all these things he started at the age of 8-9, a small boy. Yes. It was first time when he was 11 years old that Bhaktivinoda Thakur took his son for a Godmandal Parikrama. That's how we should do. Even later on, we'll find that he went to different places. Gora mar je sabastane korilo brahmana range je sabastane heribo ami pranayi bhakata sange. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself writes that Gora mar je sabastane korilo brahmana range. I will go to all these places where Gauranga Mahaprabhu has performed his wonderful pastimes. And like this, I will do it in association of pranayi bhakata sange. Those devotees who have great love for Krishna. And that's what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would always go along with Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Gaurmandal Parikrama. And he would be absorbed in the darshan of the various places where Sriman Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes in Gaurdesh. And another aspect of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, which eventually became revealed to everyone, that he was Shruti Dhara, eidetic memory. You tell him something, he would never forget. He would hear it once and never forget for life. That is the kind of memory he would have. Yes, and all of us, we keep hearing and we keep forgetting. Even if we were to remember something for one day, that's kind of a great achievement. Yes. So we can see that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was not a person of this world at all. He's not a person of this world. And even Srila Prabhupada recalls, whenever Srila Prabhupada would be asked, would you like to say something about your Guru Maharaj? Prabhupada would say, what can I say about him? He's a Vaikuntha man. Yes, that's the precise way of describing such an acharya, that he is a Vaikuntha man. Yeah. So, of course, as a formality, he had to go to school. And he studied under the best tutors. Those days, more than schooling, the tutors were important. It was not the institution, but it was the people who, the acharyas, the pandits, they were called as panditas. Yes, pandit. Now, normally I go out on the street distributing books. People would also address me. Panditji, there are you. Panditji, please come. You see this shikha? People say Pandit. But Pandit is the title given to the teachers, very learned teachers. He studied under greatest teachers who were called Chauramani Babu and Sundarlal Babu. So he studied mathematics and astrology, these two subjects. Under Chauramani Babu, he studied mathematics, and the Sundarlalji, he studied astrology. And both of them were completely spellbound seeing the skills of this boy. And it is they who awarded him the title Siddhanta Saraswati. at the age of 11. He got the title Siddhanta Saraswati. Yes, that's the title. That's the only title we can give to this boy. What an amazing person. Yes. So even Bhaktivinoda Thakur had regularly started the Sunday feast program. He was the one who started the Sunday feast, the love feast originally. So he had established an institution which is called as Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. Vishwa, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Similar, just the Bengali version or the Sanskrit version of it. Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. And there he used to hold Sunday feast lectures where he would speak on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which Srila Prabhupada later on wrote the summary study, Nectar of Devotion. So Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, which gives us the process, the Abhideya Jnana, very wonderfully. So he would lecture on that. And Bhakti Subhimal Prasad, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur would never ever miss this lecture. No matter whatever obligations he had, he would cast aside everything and he used to be present for this weekly program on Sunday. Such a commitment he had to hear about from his father and also about the glories of Lord Krishna from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the glories of Bhakti. He had two prominent books, not his studies, not mathematics and astrology. That was a formality. He never studied actually. He never really studied for school, but he always used to top the exams. He always used to answer. There was no question which went unanswered. Any question would come, he would have the answer, but he never studied. Because he would hear and learn everything in the classroom itself. Some mothers here are thinking, wow, wish we had such a child. Mothers really have to force the children to study here. So difficult. Wish we had such a child. Yes. And he carried two books. I'd like to tell you a small pastime. Once Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was asked that I would like to really have Krishna Prem. What should I do? How can I get Krishna Prem? Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, well, you want Krishna Prem? All you need is 10 paisa. That's all. It's like, okay, 10 cents in your version. I'm just trying to convert the currency here. 10 cents, that's all you need. 10 paisa? Oh, Krishna Prem in 10 paisa? Yes. Please go to the market and purchase Narottam Das Thakur's Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika, these two books. And you read them. You try to understand the message, you will be bestowed with Krishna Prem. This was the great conviction. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur always carried these two books. And these are the books, Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika, which he would repeatedly go through again and again and again. He would read these two books. He never studied. Yes. And Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his early days, he was a Tarakika Shiromani. He played the pastimes of personality would argue and defeat, argumentative side of Lord Nimai Pandit, a proud, arrogant scholar, grammarian. That's what he was, Tarkika Shiromani. And Bimala Prasad also in his childhood, around this age, teenage, you know, a lot of passion. So he also used to argue and defeat everybody. And he had created such an image that people would just run away when he comes. Nobody would want to argue with him. And just as Keshav Kashmiri was defeated by Mahaprabhu, there was another great scholar whose name was Panchanna Sahityacharya. Panchanna Sahityacharya. He was a great scholar. And he had come to debate with Bimala Prasad. And he was thoroughly smashed to dust. It so happened, I'm just telling you the reference with the historians, that he was not even able to check nature's call. That's what happened. He was thoroughly defeated and nobody ever dared to, he was mortified so much. Nobody dared to challenge him again after that. Yes. So when Bimala Prasad became 13 years old, he was in his grade 7 at that time, equivalent of that, grade 7, 8. When he was 13 years old, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed his son to start chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he also gave him the Narsimha Mantra to recite. Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jalantam Sarvatomukam Narsimham Bhishanam Badram Mrityor Mrityum Namamiham. So he gave him the Narsimha Mantra. These two mantras. And since that day onwards, he has faithfully started chanting the mantra along with his worship of the Kurma deity. he used to perform. He never ever forego any of his, gave up or even diluted little bit of his practice of Krishna consciousness. At the age of 16, he officially got, so it was not a diploma or something, but then he studied all the astrological books and he was very well conversant with all the astrological calculations, etc. He became an authority in astrology at the age of 16. But he was not, this was all secondary to him. He started another institution called Chira Kumar Sabha. Chira Kumar Sabha means lifelong brahmacharis. That's what is Chira Kumar Sabha. Not getting married, but exclusively dedicating life to worship of Lord Krishna, Radha Krishna, Gauranga, and Srimad Bhagavatam. So there were many members who enthusiastically came forward. Me, I'm coming. But there was only one person who was left till the end. The Chira Kumar Sabha. Who is that? Bimala Prasad. Everyone else ended up quitting the club. They were no more a part of the club. Yes, he was the only member left. In 1892, in Calcutta, there's Calcutta Sanskrit College. Sanskrit College of Calcutta. So that is where he wrote the entrance exam. Obviously, he topped the entrance exam. And in 3 years, 1892, 93, 94, he studied the entire library. The entire library, yes. He studied all the books. And if he's studying the books, that means he's got it here. He's got everything there. He memorized everything. And in the year 1895, he started getting a lot of alliances. Yeah, he started getting a lot of alliances. He has a daughter who wishes to get married. And those days, way back then, if you're educated, well, there are a lot of offers. You get a lot of proposals. So he never was interested in married life. He wanted to continue as a brahmachari. So he purposely dropped out of education. He said, if I get a degree in hand, I will be a person in demand, but I would like to dedicate this life to solely worshipping Lord Krishna. I don't want to get into the married life. So he dropped out of education, didn't accept any degree. Yes, there were many universities who used to approach him, send him letters. Please accept our degree. He said, no, please keep the degree with you. I don't want the degree. It's an unnecessary burden for me. No, please keep it. There were many erudite scholars who approached him. Please, you just accept to be our disciple. He said, not required. Thank you. He never fell for such things. He was a scholar in all the six Upavedas, we call it. There is Shiksha, there's Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirukta, and Jyotisha, Chanda. All these aspects. We'll not get into details. But this is, we are taught. Before we do Bhakti Shastri, we are taught what are the six Upavedas, four Vedas, etc. Little bit, we learn. So those of you who have done Bhakti Shastri, you may be knowing it. So he became an expert. He studied the Vedas also. He studied the Vedas under Prithvi Dharana Sharma, a Pandit, a great Pandit of those times, who knew the Vedas. So he studied the Vedas and Srila Prithvi Dharana Sharmaji, he told Bimala Prasad that you can become a better Vedic scholar than me. Bimal Prasad said, no. This was all secondary. My primary and the exclusive goal of life is to simply meditate and live the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That's all. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So his life is a testimony that you go through all the Vedic studies, you go through all the Upavedas, the secondary limbs of the Vedas and everything. But ultimately, the quintessence of everything boils down to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is why he underwent the pains of doing all this. There are many devotees after reading Srila Prabhupada books, well, they feel, well, let's go and see something. Let's do some nectar shopping. Let's go here and there. No. Srila Prabhupada's given us everything. Srila Prabhupada's given us everything. So his life is a testimony of that. Right? In 1895, for the next 10 years, he used to serve under the king of Tripura. Tripura is a state in the northeastern side of India. So that's where he started rendering service, different kind of services. He was basically called to give astrological assistance and also to maintain certain financial accounts. There was some kind of adultery happening there. He wanted to check that, arrest that. And also the king wanted his family lineage to be properly brought out. there was some kind of discrepancy. So he looked into everything and he did it as an obligation. But then he was not very interested to continue the service, although they were very good. There's a bright future, good prospects. He discontinued, but they were so pleased with him that they said, lifelong, we'll give you pension, full pension, lifelong. Please don't worry about your maintenance henceforth. We'll keep sending you money. They were so impressed with the services. They were really bonded with him in those 10 years. So even in those 10 years, many things happened in his life. Yes, in 1897, he started following the Chaturmas. What is Chaturmas for us? Chaturmas for us is first month, no leafy vegetables. Second month, no curd. Third month, no milk. Fourth month, no urad dal. Well, and that's for some of us very big austerity. Especially those who come from South India. The South Indians, they're accustomed to eating idli, dosa, vada, urad dal preparation. And that 1 month is a big austerity for them. So what can we eat now? We have to survive on curd rice. That's what happens. But this is what Chaturmasya we know of. There are much more rules and regulations to it. Chaturmasya means absolutely coming out of bodily consciousness. No haircuts, shaving, etc. Sleeping on the floor, actually on the floor. Nowhere else, in the mud. Eating food, you have to cook your own food. Your own food and only one preparation. It's not that, okay, cook rice dal. No, that's two preparations. Only one preparation allowed. Something like khichdi, right? And you have to put it on the floor and eat it like how an animal eats. Oh, very difficult. Very difficult. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada never expected all of us to follow all these things. No. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada. Yes. So he used to follow this. From 1897, he started following it. And later on, in the subsequent year, he traveled to different places, especially the place of Gaya, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met his spiritual master. He went also to Prayag, which is today, it was called Allahabad when the Mughals ruled, but later on again, it's reinstated as Prayagraj. The place is there today. Prayagraj is a place where there is Dasha Ashwamedha Ghat, where Rupa Goswami received his Shiksha, Rupa Shiksha for 10 days. And he also went to Benaras, which is today called as Varanasi. Benaras was a seat of Mayavada school, but Mahaprabhu transformed Prakash Anand Saraswati with all his disciples and followers. And that is where he instructed Sanatan Goswami in the Sambandha Gyan for 2 months, Sanatana Shiksha. So he went to these three places again with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and had darshan. There are a lot of wonderful places, Kashi Vishwanath, Beni Madhav, there is Bindu Madhav, many, many temples are there. So he went there, he heard the Rup Shiksha, Sanatan Shiksha, got very well trained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, more training. Yes. So there's something. And also in that particular year, he studied about the Vishishta Advaita philosophy of Ramanujacharya and all the teachings of Ramanujacharya. Sripad Ramanujacharya is a very, very great stalwart Vaishnava Acharya of the Sri Sampradaya. Yes, so he studied his teachings very well. Also, later on, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after he, with the help of his guru, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, in the 1898, he had discovered the actual birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Iha Nimayara Janmasthana. That's a very, it's another pastime altogether. I'm not getting into that. But after he discovered that, he built a home in the Godruma, Navdeep. So his name was called Swananda Sukhada Kunja. Swananda Sukhada Kunj. This was a place where they lived in Navadvip, and they had a place. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur became a very, very prominent preacher in Mayapur. And there was a great saint who came from Vrindavan. He was a rice merchant first. Later on, he gave up that rice business. And that was his secondary business. His main business was Krishna Bhakti. He would always chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, sing the songs of Vaishnava Acharyas from Prarthana, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, and was always absorbed in ecstasy. And he came to Mayapur especially to hear the lectures of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He came there. He came with a hat made of tiger skin, and he had a basket where he carried his books and other Vaishnava paraphernalia. And he came singing and crying in ecstasy. His only position was that Tulsi Mala, the basket with books. That's all. And he was Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj ki Jai. He's the Acharya who came. Yes. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur recalls that the first time he had the darshan of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he says, this is out of great humility, he said that my false ego, so much of education that I've received, material education, so much of Vedic education, Vedic knowledge that I've acquired, I had some tinge of pride, but that was completely crushed in the presence of such a Vaishnava. I became completely humbled in his darshan, in his association. That's the power of a Vaishnava. Yes? So of course, this is out of humility he's saying. He himself is a great Acharya. So in 1900, after a push, because Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur felt the need for initiation. So he went to his father and asked him for initiation. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, well, if I initiate you, then this will become something like Nityanand Vamsha, Advaita Vamsha, caste Goswamis, that the fathers, they initiate, and this is a seminal parampara. We don't want to have that. We want to put an end to this. We are not in favor of this seminal parampara. So you accept initiation from Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So he had already accepted him in his heart. He writes an article, very beautiful article, that how Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj both together had delivered him. Out of his great humility, he writes that. So he approached Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, he said, well, I'm not qualified to initiate you. Yes, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was an illiterate on material grounds. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, well, we heard his glories so far. What glories? So much of education, so much of learning, so much of depth. And he said, well, I'm not qualified to initiate you. This is the first time he rejected him. This is 1900. Second time, he approached him. He said, well, what I'll do is I'll ask Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll ask Gaurang Mahaprabhu and tell you. And third time he went, he said, well, Gaurang Mahaprabhu, I asked him. Gaurang Mahaprabhu did not give me permission to initiate you. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started weeping and crying there. Karuna na huile, kandiya kandiya, pranana rakhi bo ara. He said, well, I'm going to cry, weep, sob, and I'm going to give up my life now. He was determined. I'm going to the Ganges and dipping. I'm going to give up my life there. At that point of time, he stopped him. He said, well, I'll initiate you. So this was just like Narottam Das Thakur, how he was not so easily accepted by Loknath Goswami. Even Ramanujacharya, he was also not accepted so easily. He had to travel 17 times from Srirangam to Tirukoshtiyur, up and down, to get the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. So disciples had to struggle so much for initiation, and even he had to struggle a lot for initiation. Yes, so he was initiated as Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das. Big name. Right? Sri Varshabhana Devi Daita Dasa. That is the name he was given by his spiritual master, and he was known by that name. Yes. Later on, in the early 1900s, Bhakti Vinod Thakur moved to Jagannath Puri, and even Vimala Prasad, he moved to Jagannath Puri. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur had a desire that he wanted to make a kutir, bhajan kutir, near Siddha Bakula, where Haridas Thakur used to chant his holy names, 192 rounds. So he made a kutir there, and he used to assist his father, a menial assistant. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, both of them used to speak profoundly on different topics of bhakti, related to bhakti they used to speak, and many of them started hearing. At that point of time in Jagannath Puri, Srila Radhika Ramana Das Acharya, he was a Babaji Maharaj. He had great following of many, many people. Vaishnavas used to follow him. So he also started coming and attending the classes of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He started attending. But later on, what had happened was they saw that there's some kind of deviation in Radhika Raman Das's teachings. He started, instead of propagating the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is there in the Kali Santra and Upanishad, he concocted a mantra which says, Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Ram. So he wanted to bring Radha, Krishna, Nitai, Gaur all under one roof. You cannot concoct mantra like that. We have to accept a mantra which is there in the Shastras. So he concocted that. And he said, well, what is the problem? Gaur, Nitai, Radha, Sham, you get all the mercy. This was not approved. Number two, he started as a Sakhi Beki. Sakhi Beki means dressing men like gopis. So he dressed one of his disciples, Jai Gopal Das, as Lalita Devi. and this was also not approved. So Bhaktivinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhant Thakur strongly opposed. Although he was the prominent person in Jagannath Puri, they did not say that, well, if we oppose him, we will lose all our following, people will stop coming to our classes. No, they strongly opposed it. Especially Bhakti Siddhant Thakur went to him multiple times and said, wait, you're not supposed to do this, not according to Shastras. He proved him. And he refused them, refused to follow what they said. As a result of this, majority of the people sentimentally left associating with Bhaktivinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhant Thakur, and went to Radhika Ramanji. And few of the people who were quite understanding and knew something about Bhakti and Shastras started following Bhaktivinod Thakur. So he never compromised. And later on, you will get to know there is Aula, Baula. There are a lot of Appa Sampradayas. There were 13 Appa Sampradayas. That's what comes in his name, right? In his mantra. Appa Siddhanta Dhvanta Harine. He destroyed all these Appa Sampradayas. Nityanand Vamsa, Goswami Vamsa, Advaita Vamsa, Aula, Baula, Saki Beki. All of this. We don't hear any of these names. Why? Because Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur smashed them to powder. There was yet another person. Actually, Mayavadis feared Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur a lot. There were many Mayavadis those days. So there was one of the Mayavadis, and he's a very famous person in India. I'm not going to take his name. So his name... Okay, should I tell? Okay, no, not required. So he was a person who was imitating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is live on Facebook and being recorded, so I'm not telling you the name. So he's very famous, popular. So he started dancing like Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So like Mahaprabhu was coming and he had made his associate. One as Nityanand Prabhu, one as Gadadhar Pandit, one as Advaita Acharya. He had made all his associates. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur got out of his kutir, went and gave a tight slap to this person, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu held out his all Panchatattva, ran away. All of them ran in different... There were four people, right? Five Panchatattva. Mahaprabhu and four. These four people ran in four directions. They ran away. And this person who got the slap, he fell flat. That was a knockout punch. We say, right? Knockout punch in boxing. Heavyweight boxing, we say. So that was a knockout slap. But he fell down. So any Mayavadis, anyway, they used to hear Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. They used to start shivering. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, no. He was called Simha Guru. The Lion Guru. Really, you know, caused terror in the hearts of such Mayavadis. So even all the prominent Mayavadis, they all resigned on paper. Well, we resigned. So we don't hear of all these Appa Sampradayas, etc. Because Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, which is powerful teachings, he really drove away and destroyed the philosophy. He broke their backbone. That's what he did practically. Yes. Another great contribution of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur in this period, the early 1900s in Jagannath Puri, is he made a four-volume work piece. And this was called as Vaishnava Munjasa Samahriti. Vaishnava Munjasa Samahriti. This contained the glories of different acharyas, biographies. It contained the glories of different holy places, tirthas. It contained a Vaishnava encyclopedia. A lot of Vaishnava terminology. What is Diksha? What is Shiksha? Yes. So like the Vaishnava encyclopedia, third thing. And also this contained the conclusions and quintessence of all the Vaishnava sects. What is Vishnu Swami Sampradaya's conclusion? What is Nimbarka Swami's conclusion? What is Ramanuja Acharya's conclusion? Madhvacharya's Dvaita conclusion? So all these conclusions it contained. So it was a huge voluminous contribution. And later on it was divided into four volumes. So he had the 25 to 30 most biggest scholars of those times to come and edit the work, but they quit. The king wanted the work so much to be done that he said, well, I will pay you 10 times of what you get for normal editing work. So he appointed 10, 15 people to do the editing of this work. We really wanted to come out. None of them could edit this work. I don't know if it is still available. Nobody was able to edit these books. But they contain really a lot of, they enriched experience. A lot of depth is contained in this particular work. Yes. So in the mid 1900s, 1904-5, he traveled to different South Indian places. Tirupati, Srirangam, Sri Perambudur, Rajamundri, Madras, then Kumbakonam, Madurai. All these places, those of you who know, well, as Tiffany Mataji introduced me, I studied in National Institute of Technology, Trichy. Yes. So where I studied, Srirangam, the Ramanujacharya's headquarters was just a 25 minutes bike ride. So whenever we wanted to go to Sri Rangam, I used to sit. I never had a bike, but my friend did have one. I used to sit behind him and we just went. And just in the 30 kilometers radius, we have all these 32 Divya Deshams, the different places of the Acharyas. And we have visited all those. So we used to do such kind of things also along with our educational studies, going to these wonderful places. So I visited all of these places which Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur visited. And he studied from the Ramanandi Acharyas. He studied about Tridanda Sannyas. Because if you see, Mahaprabhu had taken a sannyas in a Mayavadi, Bharati Sampradaya. Just excuse me, laptop is out of charge. I'm really sorry. I wanted to continue the katha. The laptop went out of charge. It's fine. So he went there and learned about Tridanda Sannyas. If you see, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was from Mayavadi Sannyasi and he wore saffron. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the next person to wear saffron robes is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Because he took sannyas as per the rules and regulations of the Ramanandi Sampradaya, the Tridanda Sannyas. This was personally practically not there in our Sampradaya. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saffron dress, he brought it back in our parampara, Tridandi Sannyasi. So he learned it from the visit in Sri Perambudur. Recently in 2017, there was celebration of the 1000th appearance festival of Sri Pada Ramanujacharya, and I was there 4 years back. I was there that time. So there is the Tridandi Sannyas. He took and applied it over here. We have 6 more minutes. I can keep going on, but 6 more minutes left, that's all. So I will just tell you the next thing. Let's see how much I'm able to cover.
Prabhuji, you can go 15 more minutes.
My Lord Vaishnavas would not curse me, no? Prabhu!
No. If they have some work, they can lock out. No problem. But lots of devotee will stay, Prabhuji. No problem.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'll go on. Well, because I just now looked at time. It's I was not conscious. Yes, I'm so sorry. I got absorbed. In 1905, at the age of 31, was a 31-year-old boy in one sense. So he found the need that now the Kali Yuga, with the westernization, people having the Western ideology, practically no respect for the Vedic culture. And it's going to be really, really very hard to preach Krishna consciousness. So he personally felt a need that I need to purify my existence. And to do that, I will chant 1 billion names of Lord. It's called Shata Koti Nama Japa. Shata means 100, Koti means a crore, Nama Japa. I will do this particular yajna. And he did his calculation. If we were to chant constantly every day with a sleep for about, say, 1.5 to 2 hours, it's almost 22 hours of chanting, like Haridas Thakur, then he would be able to complete this yajna in 9 years. So the age of 31 to the age of 40, all he did his entire life was the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Shata Koti Nama Japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, he produced his genius. He produced an Abhay Charan series. So there they show in the Abhay Charan series, every fine detail they have taken care. So they show how he and his father Bhaktivinoda Thakur would chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They would chant it very attentively. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. You should watch that series. They show that. Very nicely they used to chant. So like this chanting he performed for the next 9 years. And each day he would just eat. His servant, personal servant would come with a plate of rice and he would, without any, nothing, got to stay in the same place. He would just take 3 bites like an animal. 3, 1, 2, 3. That's it. Whatever comes, 3 mouthful, that much food. That's it. Nothing more. For 9 years. And he just focused on the holy name. At one point of time, there was some problem with the roof. The roof was leaking during the rainy season. And profuse rains in Gaudadesh. So it rains normally very heavily. So there was leakage. So some of the people, they said that, Bimala Prasadji, we would like to repair it. So it'll take some time. He said, no, you just give me an umbrella. Since you take the umbrella in one hand, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. No botheration, no disturbance. So like this, this Shapta Koti Nama Japa is something he did. This he did in a place, Vrajapatana. Vrajapatana is a place in Gaudadesh, in Mayapur only, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to enact the different dramas of Lord Krishna, different dramatic pastimes. So Mahaprabhu also did a lot of dramas. One of the service I have in the Pune Yatra is to direct dramas in the youth festivals. I do that. So Mahaprabhu used to perform a lot of dramas. Yes. So that's how he would do. And anybody who comes in, he initiated three disciples in this course, in this 10 years. And one was Rohini Kumar, a son of a great rich personality. He came and initiated him. But no matter whatever it was, anybody who comes in, he would always say, Das Hosmi. I am your servant. Nothing else. Das Hosmi. Das Hosmi Ham. This was his consciousness. In fact, later on, when he had many, many disciples, he would address all of his disciples as Prabhu, Master. He never called them by names. Srila Prabhupada always used to say this about his spiritual master. Another thing that I wanted to say was Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur received three instructions from his guru, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. The first instruction is, you like to hear? Yeah, I'll tell you. The first instruction is, don't preach. Oh, really? Acharyas come to preach and you tell him, don't preach? Second instruction is a little more difficult. Don't make disciples. Hey, come on. He already broke that vow. He's already, okay, fine. No more disciples. But we find that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is known for his preaching. In fact, he preached throughout whole India, establishing 64 Gaudiya Maths. And he had 60,000 disciples, at least on paper. Those days, I don't know how they kept the records and names. He knew all his disciples by his names. Prabhuji's, Mataji's, both. 60,000 at least disciples. And he was told not to make any disciples. And number three, never go to Calcutta. Because Calcutta at that point of time was the hub of Maya. The capital of British Raj and the hub of Maya was Calcutta. So never go to Calcutta. Hare Krishna. What is this? He has disobeyed Guru. That's what many of you may be thinking, right? See, that is why we need to understand that there are two kinds of shishyas, disciples. One is called Antarmukha Shishya. Second is Bahirmukha Shishya. Bahirmukha Shishya is usually follows the letter of the law. On the other hand, the Antarmukha Shishya knows the spirit of the law. Uttamas chintitam kuryat protakari cha madhyama adhama ashraddaya kuryat akuryat achyatum pituhu. Uccharitam akuryat achyaritam pituhu. They say this is a shloka in the Bhagavatam. It says uttamas chintitam kuryat, one who is a uttama disciple, the topmost disciple, the best disciple, he knows the heart of the spiritual master. And whatever instructions he executes by knowing the heart. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj told him not to preach. So what was the meaning, deeper purport to that? Yes, the purport to that is don't preach as a means for sustenance. Yes, don't earn money out of. Now, sometimes somebody may have mentality, well, what is happening? We are having shortage of funds in our center. Oh, what to do? Let's go and preach in those rich families. Yes, we'll get a lot of money. Yeah, yes, do that. So don't preach like that. Don't preach to increase your own name, fame and glory. Preach to glorify Krishna exclusively. That should be the goal for preaching. That is the meaning of don't preach. There's a asterisk, star mark, condition apply. Number two, we're still not to make disciples. Yes. Don't get attached to jana. Don't just make disciples to increase your own popularity. To increase your so-called social strength, improve your social status. Don't make disciples for that. Make disciples who commit to dedicate their lives in the service of Guru and Gauranga. Make only such disciples. Yes, don't just randomly initiate people because they want to get initiated. Some rich people wanting to come and get initiated. We will give us initiation. Yeah, yeah, I'll give you initiation. Sir, you keep giving. I'll give you initiation, you give me donation. No, not done. Number three, never go to Calcutta means, yes, you may go to Calcutta, but still have the consciousness of Shridham Mayapur ki Jai. So you should have the consciousness of Mayapur and then go to Calcutta. So do never become Because ultimately, a place is known by consciousness. Everyone having each and every one of us can have Vrindavan at our homes. If we have the consciousness of a Vrajavasi, a resident of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is all about consciousness. Yes, not about anything else. So ultimately, even the place is about consciousness. Calcutta, don't have Calcutta consciousness. Have Mayapur consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya consciousness. So that's what he meant by his instructions. And this disciple decoded, Prabhu, any proof for this? Yes, there is a proof. Although he gave him these three instructions, at one point of time, just between 1910, one of the days he had come during his Shatakoti Nama Jap. Usually Vaishnavas never allow others to touch their feet. No, Vaishnavas are very humble. And Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj would never allow anybody to touch his feet. Never. He was very strict about it. But he himself went and placed his feet on the head of his disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and told him to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya, starting with Calcutta. So he gave him this instruction as well. Later on, he told him. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur recollects in his memories that as soon as he received the dust from the lotus feet of spiritual master on his head, he lost all the external consciousness. Bhakta pada duli ara bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta avashesha itina mahabal. There are three great strengths in spiritual life. Bhakta pada duli, the lotus feet, the dust from the lotus feet of Vaishnava, ara bhakta pada jal, the charanamrit, the foot wash of a Vaishnava. Bhakta bhukta avashesha, the remnants from the plates of Vaishnavas. Yatina mahabal. And these three are very rare. Nobody will give it to you. It's very difficult. Especially in ISKCON. Oh, all the more difficult. Not possible. Yes. But these three give a lot of strength. So he said that I lost all the external world. I was no more in external world. Another time, in 1911, this particular year, there was a great tension between Karma Jada Brahmanas and Vaishnava sect. These Brahmanas were dead against the Vaishnavas for three reasons. So they were basically Smartha Brahmanas. They said, what is all this? You may give Vaishnava initiation, but you cannot give Brahman initiation to those who are not born in Brahman families. If somebody is born in a Shudra, Kshatriya or Vaishya in India, this is a big thing. And if you're not born in a Brahmana family, number one, you cannot worship the deities. Deities such as Yajna or anything. You cannot. Number three, you are told that even if you are an Uttamadhikari, pure devotee, if you're not born in a Brahmana family, you cannot be an Acharya. So they are given these three statements. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was invited by the Vaishnavas, because that time he is the leader of all the Vaishnavas. Please come and refute this. This is posing a serious threat to our missions, to our movement. That time Bhaktivinoda Thakur had 3,000 Namahatta centers in Calcutta and Odisha, 3,000. He used to manage this with a team of 11 Vaishnavas. 11 managers, the board of 11, committee of 11, he used to manage all his 3,000 programs. And he would write letters, mails, of course, that's another thing. Bhakti is another Acharya who really fascinates me. I'm not getting into that. We'll come back to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So, if you see, there are a lot of examples, even in our Acharyas, that Narottam Das Thakur was not from a Brahman family. He was from Kayastha family. Yes, Kayastha in between. He initiated many Brahmas. Even Shyamananda Pandit, he was also not from a Brahmana family, but he initiated many Brahmanas. Yes, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur was at that point of time very, very much bedridden. And he was unable to. Is there nobody who can defend our Vaishnavism from these Karma Jada Smartha Brahmanas? Is there no one? He was telling his disciples. Because they were all very powerful, Karma Jada Brahmanas. They were very influential also. And it had seriously affected the preaching. So that time, Bimal Prasad, he went and he wrote a paper. This paper was, Brahmana, O Vaishnava, taratmya, taratmya Vishakaya Siddhanta, which means it is the conclusion concerning the comparison of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. He wrote this paper. And Bhakti, you know, it had two parts. It spoke first about Prakrita Jana, then second about Harijana. That means from a material Varnashram point of view and a devotee, Vaishnava point of view. And as soon as he read this paper, he said, Siddhanta Saraswati, Siddhanta Saraswati. This is the right title that you have got, Siddhanta Saraswati. He went into ecstasy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he said, now you go and represent me in that conference which happened on 8th of September 1911 in Midnapore. Midnapore is a place where today in India we have one of the best colleges, IIT Kharagpur. In that area, Midnapore, there was a discussion. So they were all, every people were, Vaishnavas were quite excited about having Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, who was relatively a younger Vaishnava. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had personally deputed him on his behalf. And the Brahmanas, they were really worried. Let's not allow this person to come. They were very insecure because they knew, they had heard the glories of this boy. Oh, this boy at the age of 7. What all I told you? They had heard all of this. They had heard this class much before. I don't know how the recording reached them. So they all had heard. So they were all really worried that this boy is going to destroy us. So they were trying to avoid him, even completely. But then the Vaishnavas were strong and they were standing. So he was given a chance in the end. So he came. And firstly, he started glorifying the position of Brahmanas. What? And the Brahmanas were very happy. He seems to be our man. Yeah, yeah, please go on, child, go on. He was telling how the wrath of the Brahmanas turned the entire sea salty. Lavana Sagar. How wrath of Brahmanas have even affected Indra. The demigods lost their immortality. How Brahmana? Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Yes? How you say Janmana Jayate Shudra? Sanskarat Bhaved Dvijaha, Veda Patet Bhaved Vipra, Brahma Janati the Brahmana. Brahmanas are the supreme most. And everybody was cheering him up. Yes, yes, very good, very good. But then later on, he explained who actually is a Brahmana. Who is qualified to be a Brahmana. It is not based on Janma Karma Vibhagasaha, it is Guna Karma Vibhagasaha. And later on, he systematically, very, very systematically established Vipra Dvisat Gunayuta Aravinda Navapada Aravinda Vimukhat Supachavarishtam. Manyeta tarpita mano vachane hityartam pranam punati sakulat natu bhurimana. Prahlad Maharaj's statements. He explained that how a Brahmana may possess all the qualities. He may have the 12 qualities, but if he is not a devotee of Lord Krishna, there may be a person born in a dog eater's family. Swapacha varishtam. He is considered to be superior if he is a Vaishnava. So, like this, many, many Shastric quotes, and now the Brahmanas are getting blows one after the other. And they were all thoroughly defeated. They all lifted him up on their shoulders and the cheer went on. They were all cheering. Yes, Bimal Prasad, Bimal Prasad, Bimal Prasad. He became the world champion. Many of them were rushing. They were all rushing to take dust from his feet, to bathe his feet and to get Charanamrit. The police had to come in. The entire police force was deputed to defend Bimal Prasad. Something would happen. The crowd just barges in. They were all so impressed, highly inspired. So the police themselves, they washed the feet of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, took some water and put it on all the audience. Okay, you got it now, please. Even one drop of water you got on your heads, please go back. Ghar jao, go home. That's how they did. Yes? All right. So because of this, now I'm really in a fix. Okay, we have 4 minutes, one pastime. Last. Okay. Which one to tell? Okay, I'll just say something that's coming in my mind. Okay, now speaking of this, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's popularity increased so much. So much of his popularity grew and increased. He used to get a lot of death threats. In fact, at one point of time, an institution had gone and given 25,000 rupees. If you see by conversion today, this is something like 25 million rupees. They went and gave. They paid a ransom to the policeman that we are going to kill him. Don't worry. You don't have to do anything. We are going to kill him. You just have to keep quiet. Don't take any action. The policeman happened to be a person who had attended his classes and lectures. Yes. So he went. He gave back the money. He said, well, I don't ever do any kind of harm to saintly people. I'm quite afraid something would happen to my family. And then he went in the other side and told Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur that, see, you are in a very dangerous position. Please take care of yourself. in one of the meetings, there were many people who came with knives and all kinds of very dangerous weapons to attack him. He had to flee from there. And at one point of time, he had to exchange clothes with his disciple. He had to accept white robes. His disciple took the saffron robes and he went in another direction. He went in another direction. So he had taken a lot of risk to speak the truth. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Yes. This is one of his greatest qualities. Simha Guru. Risk fearless. Because this is the first quality of Vaishnava. Abhayam sattva samsuddhir jnana yoga vyavastitah. Abhayam. Fearless. Srila Prabhupada, name is Abhay Charanaravinda. Right? His name also contains Abhay. Okay. Last. Really the last. Because I have time. 2 minutes. I'll make full utilization of time. There were some class of people. There are two kinds of names of Lord. One is called the Mukhya Naam, the primary name. And the second is called Gauna Naam, the secondary names. Mukhya Naam is Krishna, Govinda, Gopala, Gopinatha. They're all called Mukhya Naam. And Gauna Naam are Annadata, Prananatha. That means one who gives grains, one who gives life. That's all secondary names. So many of them quoted as Gaura. This Gaura doesn't come in Shastras. Gaura is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doesn't come in the Shastras. Yes. And many of us may have doubts that is Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really Krishna, God? So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he had read the Vedas so thoroughly, he immediately published an article from the Chaitanya Upanishad, a supplementary to the Atharva Veda. He quoted a conversation where Brahma clearly says that in the land of Navadvip, in the age of Kali, to propagate the holy names, Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna would appear as Gaura, with the name Gaura. So this Gaura is a Mukhya Naam. It's not even a Gaura Naam. It's not Gauna Naam. Secondary name. It's a Mukhya Naam. He would come and he would propagate. Later on, he also wanted to properly present that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So from Shveteshvatara Upanishad, from different Smritis, from Tantras, from everywhere he established the proof that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. Those of you wanting more proof, please read Adilila, second chapter, verse number 22. Srila Prabhupada book. Everything is there. His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj has 64 proofs. 64 proofs of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Yes. I personally had around 32. No, 64 are there. I'm trying to collect it. It's there. So even establish Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can keep going on, but somehow what happens in material world, this is the conditioning. Time is less. So thank you all very much for allowing me to be very conscious of this great Acharya Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I had basically tried to prepare my own consciousness, and whatever little bit I could prepare, I just shared randomly. So thank you all very much once again. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Samasta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bo. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam Agurishna Srila. Very, very beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhuji. And, you know, you focus on so many points on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So, Prabhuji, I have a question. Like 3 instructions his Guru Maharaj gave him. So, when I was talking to my son, I gave some instruction and he said, and second time when I said, he said, oh, last time you said like this and you are saying like this. Now you are, it's opposite. And so I said, don't take instruction as it is. Just see the essence of that, like that. And then he said, why it is called then Bhagavad Gita as it is?
Why not,
you know?
I get it. I got your question.
Yeah.
So his argument was, you're telling take essence. Then why you're saying Bhagavad Gita as it is? Because Bhagavad Gita is the essence. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana Partha Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdam Gita Amritam Mahat. Shankaracharya says that Bhagavad Gita is the essence. So you have to take the essence as it is. Okay? Bhagavad Gita is the essence. So the essence has to be accepted as it is. And of course, what as per your giving instructions at multiple times, if 2 instructions contradict, then a person has to inquire from the same person who has given instruction. not be independent. Oh, your two instructions are contradicting, so I'll not follow you at all. No, that is not done. That is whimsical nature. That is escapism. So when two instructions of a spiritual master, our superiors, preceptors contradict, then a person should inquire. Like, because same thing happened to Arjuna. In the third chapter, I normally ask my students, after you hear the second chapter, how is your experience? And people say, wonderful, Prabhu. What an amazing flow of nectar. But Arjuna was confused. This statement, I'm bewildered. You speak about jnana mark, you speak about karma mark. What should I do? So Krishna's instruction appeared contradictory to him. So he inquired and checked from Krishna what to do. It's not that you give up the master. Yeah, you're contradicting. No, there's no contradiction in the instructions of Shastras or spiritual master. The contradiction arises because of our lack of proper understanding. Yes. So in case of contradiction, don't give up the instructions, both the instructions. Inquire further. And Arjuna, again, in fifth chapter also, is still confused because he further feels Krishna is contradicting himself. So he further inquires. He does not leave Krishna till the time he has understood exactly Krishna's heart.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And I request other devotees, if they have questions, please raise.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for a wonderful class, Prabhu. It's really very beautiful. Wonderful pastime you shared with us. I really enjoyed, Prabhu. Just I want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
I should be thanking all of you for giving me this opportunity to perform my sense gratification. Thank you.
If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Dandavat pranam, Prabhuji.
Dandavat, from where is the question? Okay.
Prabhuji, this is Ayush and Smita.
Yes, yes, please.
Prabhuji, I was telling Ayush that we had been to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's place in Mayapur. And while you were giving the lecture, the entire scene came in front of my eyes, and we had a very good association of devotees there, nice kirtan. And then in Ganges, there was a big boat of 200 devotees. We went from one, end of one Ganges to other, prayed there. So all those, scene came in front of my eyes, and very thankful to you, Prabhuji, for taking us back to Mayapur. Thank you so much.
Thank you for agreeing to come. Truvani. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Please accept my blessings. Thank you very much for a beautiful lecture. Towards the end, you mentioned that you compiled 32 points on how Gaura is the Supreme Lord. Is there, how can I get access to it? Is there,
I have not compiled. Vaishnavas are compiled. I have just copied it. So it's there. You can... probably mail me. I'll give those of you. I can mail it to Hargresh Shama Gauri Mataji. She is the one who is in contact with me. You can probably give it to the Yatra. Is it okay?
Sure. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
I'll give you all 64. One of my students is a disciple of His Holiness Loknath Maharaj. So he had made it. So I will give it to you. It's a PPT, PowerPoint presentation. But I need someone to remind me of this. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam Prabhu.
His Grace Sureshwar Sam Prabhu. Nice, I remember your good questions last time also.
Thank you, yes. Prabhuji. Prabhuji, here, trying to understand one thing we see is one of the Vaishnava qualities it is mentioned that they don't make any enemies.
Ajata Shatruhu, correct.
Yeah, okay. Ajata Shatru. Okay, they don't make any enemies. But we see repeatedly, like in case of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, he had such a severe, enemies, right, who would like to kill him. So how do we understand that one, Prabhu?
Okay.
I guess, Prabhuji, enemies are not in our heart, right? There may be enemies, but there should be no enemies in our heart. I guess.
Okay. You're right, Vivek Prabhu. So he doesn't make enemies. But Ajata Shatru technically means for one whom enemy is not born. So he's asking the doubt from that point of time. What do you say about that? Ajata. Ajata means a not born Shatruhu. For a person, enemy is not born. But we are seeing here that many enemies are born for Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. That way you see Prahlad Maharaj. Who was his enemy? His own father. Nityanand Prabhu. Apparently. Jagai Madai. So as Vivek Prabhu rightly said, although the other person may exhibit enmity towards us, Vaishnavas are always kind and merciful and compassionate towards everybody else. And one thing we observe that Vaishnava, why he's called as Ajatashatru, that he conquers even the Shatrus by love and eventually they become very favorable. That happens. But whatever it be, in this world, there will be two kinds of people. Dvayamo sarga lokesmin deva asura evacha Vishnu bhakta smrito deva asuras tat viparya. So there will always be asuras who are dead against the Vaishnava principles. They will always exist. Shastras speak about that also. And asuras will be naturally inimical towards the Vaishnavas. That is also a Shastric statement. So one understanding is what our Vivek Prabhu immediately prompted and said, that he does not bear malice in the heart. But another understanding what I see is Vaishnava overpowers that person, the so-called enemy, also with great love and makes that person Krishna conscious, connected to Krishna. This is the understanding I have received from the lives of many acharyas.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavad Pranam. Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhu. Prabhuji, you mentioned 2-3 times that my student. So how does one become your student is one thing. And what do you exactly teach, Prabhu?
Oh, that is... He's become a student by default, not by design. Very unfortunate person. He deserves much better teacher. So I'm nobody's teacher, actually. I'm just...
No, Prabhu, Prabhu. So what do you teach, Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, I do have some classes.
And how do we enroll, Prabhu? How do we enroll?
Okay. What I can do is, with the permission of the author, I will send my itinerary classes, itinerary to Hargrish Shama Gauri Mataji. If she wishes, she would share whatever is relevant. Okay.
Do you have any email ID? Mataji will have your email ID, right?
Yeah, I have Mataji.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you so much. And thank you again for the wonderful class. Very great. Hare Krishna.
Very great.
Yeah, Mataji's son is, I think, 7 years old, right?
Eight years old.
And he's very brilliant. And,
no, Mataji.
Mini Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur in making.
Prabhuji, I see him giving classes on Facebook. So, and he is doing homeschooling and he's learning, all the scriptures and songs and so many things. So Mataji wants to give him some more Krishna consciousness.
I was looking for myself, Mataji.
I think I need to take lessons from him.
Mataji is just being kind, but yeah, I would like to know about details. So thank you. It will be very kind of you, Mataji, if I get the contact. And thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji.
Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, today. And after last time when you came and gave your class, I went and searched you on YouTube.
Just 1 minute, Mataji. Just 1 minute. Sorry, I'm really sorry, Mataji, for interrupting. There's some urgent message from the temple communications. You can log into my ID. It's not official. Please go ahead. I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. It's a temple management issue. Yes.
No problem, Prabhuji. No problem. And it was very nice to hear last time also Bhagavatam class. It was very nice. And I went and searched on YouTube and I could find your channel. And I went and saw so many of your classes over there. It was so nice. And you're called as like friend of devote, friend of everybody, right? That was really, addressing friend to everyone is makes closer to everyone, right? That I really liked it. Thank you, Prabhu. Very, very beautiful class. And the enthusiasm you show, it brings so much of enthusiasm in us and love for Krishna. When we see you talk, Prabhu, it was very nice. Hare Krishna. I really like your classes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Seeking your blessings that I remain enthusiastic for whole life. Thank you.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I come here actually for having all of your association. I feel really inspired seeing all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
I'm very selfish.
Yeah, we give inspiration to each other, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for coming and thank you so much everyone for joining every day.
very sincere devotees, a lot of devotees inspired me to advance in Krishna consciousness. So it's like a purity is the force. So when you get into this call, it's like a forcing you chant, chant, listen Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's really amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. So tomorrow, I believe there's a lecture by His Grace Amarendra Prabhu.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
I will. If I try to join, will I be allowed?
Yeah, yeah.
I wish to hear from him.
It's open call, Prabhuji.
Open to all. Okay, I'll try to come. Please allow me. Yeah, at least sometime I'll come and hear from.
Yeah, that's our pleasure, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I wanted to take your permission for that. Nothing else.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Koti koti
dandavat. Gomada ki Mataji. Gomada ki Mataji, you want to say something? Gomada ki Mataji, we cannot hear you.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Very nice class.
Thank you, Mataji. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have a doubt.
Yes.
Prabhuji, I heard that the rishis of Dandakaranya became the gopis. But gopis are the expansion of Srimati Radharani. So I had this doubt.
Yes. There are many gopis who took part in the Ras Leela. There are Rishichari gopis, there are Shrutichari gopis, there are the Nitya gopis, Sadhana Siddha gopis. The four kinds of gopis who took part in the Ras Leela. The Rishichari gopis are just one type of gopis, who there are these rishis of Dandakaranya who became gopis. There is also Shrutichari gopis, the four Vedas personified, they also became gopis. Sadhana Siddha gopis, they were the ones who perfected the sadhana and became Raghavanuga Bhaktas and came inside. It's the Nitya Siddha Gopis who are from the Vrindavan Dham, the Krishna's abode in the spiritual world. They just appeared along with Krishna. Yes. And expansions of Radharani are ultimately the Ashtagopis. We hear, right? And we take darshan. So, Vintunga Vidya Devi, Chitra Devi, Induleka Devi, Sudevi, Ranga Devi, Chitra, Champakalata, Lalita, Vishaka, these. They are the expansions of Radharani. The eight petals.
I didn't know about this, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you. Once again, vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo
namaha.
All glories to all Vaishnavas, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. For enlightening class today, we are very grateful to you, Prabhuji. We look forward for your recitation again in the future. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Let us pay obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha kalpata rubhyasya kripa sindhevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo
namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda
ki jai. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Grace Anathan Dharma Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Because of you, we are coming all live. It is really...
You're turning on videos. Because I can't speak without that. I cannot speak. I really cannot speak without that. Thank you. Thank you for agreeing.